Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do I think they need to address left tackle in the offseason? No.
I think that it's not. Do I think they will? No, I think they'll wait another year. Do I think that we have left tackle all shored up, figured out for the next 10 years the way I thought after a month into the season? No, absolutely not. You can't say that with any kind of assurance. And because the way the season has gone, it just adds more questions. And that the reason why it's a problem, Gold, is you know what they're doing at center and you know what they're doing at right guard. They already paid those guys. Maybe you got a 2-3 year answer at left guard with Kingsley. Seems like if he was their left guard through the rest of their rookie contract, I wouldn't exactly be complaining to be fine based on the way the play's gone this year.
Yeah.
No answers at right tackle and question marks again at left. So they still go into a season next year where you're like, all right. And they know better than we do, right? They know why Josh Simmons missed time.
Sure.
They know whether or not that's going to be a thing that could reoccur or could show back up or could cause him to miss games. But I don't want to just brush the injury one away. I understand the freak part of it. And I wait till a third injury to declare a guy injury prone or anything. I'm just saying he came into the league hurt and couldn't make it through this season healthy. And so that does stand out to me, which means next year, if he twists an ankle or hurts an elbow or anything else, I'd be like, well, now we've got three straight seasons, his senior year of college, this year and next year where he's been injured. And I'm gonna have to wonder if he's ever going to stay healthy at left tackle for a full 17 games, which means you don't have to find a new left tackle, but you got to think about how you're going to pay him, who you're going to always keep on the roster to cover the games he misses and all this other stuff.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's been weird. I think you're pointing out a lot of the worst case outcome scenarios.
Oh, for the injury stuff.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's just one injury. The other things happened.
But it definitely is a bizarre rookie season. I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's just weird. As I said, going back to the draft, if I would have told you he was going to play 8 games, you would have thought it was because he wasn't available for the first 2 months due to the recovery of the knee. And then he played later on in the year and took someone else's job. Whereas on this hand, he was already ready to go and it was a new injury and then the month-long absence. If he didn't have the absence, would you still have the same concern that you, like, if it was just now the fractured wrist, but he had already played now 12 games. He played in the first 12, let's say, in this hypothetical, and now had the
I'd still have questions in the offseason about the injury stuff, but it wouldn't seem as significant. It's maybe because the illness is getting lumped into that because he missed half a season. Or not illness. Whatever he missed
the time.
They listed
it as illness at one point, so
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah, so whatever he missed the time for. And again, that is more controllable, obviously.
And that's what I'm saying is
the physical health of somebody's
and
body.
And that's my point. So in my mind, if we think that is an isolated issue, then he played...
We don't know.
Yeah. I know.
Could
be. But he played, you know, 12 games, basically, in his rookie season. And it's a wrist injury, not an ankle injury, as you described, not a knee injury,
sure,
not a hamstring injury. We're talking about an upper body injury, and it's not even a shoulder or something or that you'd be more concerned about. We're talking about a wrist. I mean, fractured wrist. He will come back and be the same football player in terms of that injury. I obviously cannot promise that he'll never get hurt again. I can't promise whatever the off the field thing was, but this wrist injury, I don't think changes anything for his career.
Look, in the long term, no, but I think you and I both agree on, you and I, have, I think, generally agreed on what ends up being categorized as injury prone. And if you were hurt in three straight seasons, you're injury prone. one way or the other. And like you and I have talked about like the freak versus non-freak or the other stuff. Some people are just a magnet for it. And I start thinking you're a magnet for it if you're hurt 3 years in a row. And so I just think there are more questions there than I was hoping to have. Honestly, largely, it's just describing his season is almost impossible because highest of highs as far as ability on the field, it appears, for a rookie at left tackle. He, grades out, is one of the best isolation left tackles in the NFL this year. Like with the other elite-level left tackles when put on an island. He's as good as anybody. He really is. And then the unknown and then the injury, you're just like, what a weird year. Because I'm certainly not here telling you going into next year like, boy, I'd undo that pick. Because here's the truth. I wouldn't. Left tackle's too important. I wouldn't unwind that and choose some other player if even knowing what I know with Simmons. And so I still like the pick. I still think the pick has a high potential of working out. There's just like way more questions of it going into year two. Had he just played 12 games and got his wrist injured, I'd be like, boy, they got their left tackle. You know, like you'd almost just feel like, eh, it might be the off the field stuff that was more concerning because you and I both don't know whether or not that'll
ever come back up. Well, that's the only question I would have. I mean, the knee is clearly healthy.
Unless he gets hurt again.
Like the knee is clearly healthy and he will make a full recovery from this wrist injury. So the only question mark I would have about him moving forward would be this unknown. That's it. I'm not worried, like, as much as it sucks that he's not on the field the remainder, possibly the remainder of the season with the fractured wrist and what that does to this O-line as they get set to take on the number one defense in football in the Houston Texans. I'm not worried about the long-term outlook injury-wise, I guess is what I would say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.